I'm Secretary of State Trey Hargett. Today is Thursday, August 18, 2016. Today we'll be discussing the second quarter of 2016 outlined in the Tennessee Quarterly Business and Economic Indicators Report. The report is published through a partnership with my office and the University of Tennessee Knoxville Center for Business and Economic Research. Joining me today is Dr. William F. Fox, who serves as the center's director. The report offers a snapshot of the state's economy based on business data from the Division of Business Services. Let me begin by saying this data this quarter indicates Tennessee's economy continues to grow, now in its 19th consecutive quarter. We are now well above the pre-recession levels. Number two, business services processed more than 8,900 new entity filings in the second quarter of 2016. That's up 7.2% from last year. And the strongest growth of these is in domestic nonprofits and LLCs. We will take questions shortly, but for now I'm going to turn things over to Dr. Fox. Dr. Fox?
Secretary Hargett, thank you very much. It's certainly my privilege to be here and make these comments. Let me reiterate a point or two that you have made and then add some additional thoughts. First of all, it's important to recognize that new business filings were up 7.2%. As you noted, 19 consecutive quarters of growth, showing continued very strong expansion in the Tennessee economy. And it's interesting to note that about six out of every seven of these new business filings are domestic Tennessee filings, and so a lot of entrepreneurship taking place within Tennessee. I also noted that a very significant share of the new business filings were in Tennessee's four largest counties, all of which experienced very strong growth over the past year in the number of new businesses being created. And on the other side, I would point out that there was a dramatic drop in the number of dissolutions of businesses in this past year. And so both on the creation side and on the shutdown side, we have had very good experience over the past year, as I've indicated in this report. I would observe that this particular report and the data that we're describing here is one of the few true data that we see, that is, we're counting actual numbers of firms. We do the same thing with taxes and many other cases, employment data, for example. These are all estimates. And so relying on this very real data on number of businesses that are starting up, we see great strength. Add to that in Tennessee, where we've seen tax revenues growing very, very healthy pace over the past 2 years, says that Tennessee's economy continues to grow very strongly. And I'll just make one final point, is if you look at employment growth in Tennessee, we have 2.3% growth in jobs over the past year, by comparison with the national average of 1.7%. And that national number was a very, very good month by comparison with last year. And so what we're seeing in Tennessee, again, is growth that's outpacing the nation and exhibiting a very healthy economy. And so Secretary Hargett, very good news as evidenced by the data your office puts together and all the work you do in these filings.
Okay. Gentlemen, if you're finished, we can turn things over for questions of anyone across the state. If you just identify yourself, name, and publication, and we can open things up for questions this morning.
Yeah, my name is Jamie McGee. I'm with the Tennessean. I had a question about the dissolutions. Is this the first time we've seen fewer dissolutions in recent years, and also what's behind that?
Well, Secretary Hargett may want to add to it. I think it's not the only time we've seen fewer dissolutions, but this is, it was just what really struck me was such a big decrease. And, you know, what takes place in any economy, whether growing or in recession, is that you're getting a lot of companies starting, and you're also having a lot of companies that are stopping. I mean, that takes place in good economies as well as bad. And what really shifts is the mix of those two as you go across, from the recession to the economic expansion. And what I see here is it's just saying that the economy is so healthy that we're seeing a bit of a reduction, I mean, pretty striking reduction in the number of dissolutions. So, again, we will always see companies going out of business, but in this particular case, it is signaling the economy is strong enough that even that is at a relatively low level.
You know, I would agree with all of the above, frankly, but I could also add to that, too. There could be other factors there. that where we had made it easier for companies to file their annual reports online, which would then would turn around and cause less administrative dissolutions in the process. So there's many things. I think the big gap there is shows you the staying power of the Tennessee economy and that businesses are doing well.
Any other questions?
I've got another one. What's your outlook going forward?
We continue to be optimistic about the Tennessee and the U.S. economy. We think we'll remain in economic expansion for at least the next year, and I say only the next at least the next year because I don't see any downturn in the foreseeable future. As you probably are aware, the first two quarters of this year showed very weak growth from a GDP perspective at the national level, but employment has continued to be very robust as it's increased, and that's what we're seeing in Tennessee as well, is this very robust growth in employment, and it's across all sectors of the economy and across most regions of the
right.
state. And so it's a really strong economic outlook for the foreseeable future. Let me just note, though, GDP probably still growing more in the 2-2.5% range, but healthy by comparison with what we've seen over the last decade or so.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate everybody's time. We're going to be posting the audio online here shortly, and hopefully releasing the report a little bit earlier yesterday. I appreciate everybody respecting the embargo. Helps you kind of look at the information and prepare questions. So unless anyone has anything else, we can end the call.
Thank you for joining today.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.